Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York court has ruled that Amish don't have religious freedom anymore to opt out of vaccinations. That is a change because of the New York law being changed on the issue of vaccinations. We're going to be talking about the religious liberty and also the health consequences on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Now, I know the first thing that you will ultimately encounter if you talk to most doctors, not all, some of them have actually done some research on this issue, is that vaccines are safe. Well, let me go back to 1986. In 1986, what was happening is pharmaceutical companies were concerned that they would be sued for consequences over vaccines, people being injured. And in order to develop vaccines, Congress created what's called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund. And what does that do, Matt? It actually provides immunity from liability for any kind of action that happens over vaccines. So if you have an adverse action or even death over a vaccine, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies. Congress gave them absolute immunity. And what they did instead was they created this fund. You can't sue them, so we, the federal government, will pay you. Now, that means that they pay every year about $100 million in damages to individuals. So far, since 1986, the federal government has paid over $4 billion, with a B, dollars in compensation. Now, many people don't even know about this fund, number one. Number two, it is a bureaucracy to go through this. So some people even that go through this, they get worn out through the bureaucracy. Yet, notwithstanding all of that, the fact that most people don't know it even exists, the fact that it's a bureaucratic nightmare to push through all this, still over $4 billion in payments have been made. Now, let me ask you this. If vaccines are completely safe, why did the pharmaceutical companies want to be relieved of liability? Why do we pay out $100 million a year, roughly, maybe even more now, $4 billion since 1986? Something has happened to individuals, is happening to individuals over the vaccine. So you cannot just simply say they're all safe. Some situations, you know, somebody say, well, there's no link between autism, for example, and certain vaccines. Well, other people have disagreements. I encourage you, if you want to go to a very good website, is the National Vaccine Information Center. National Vaccine Information Center, which has a great website on vaccinations and also has a chart on what the laws are in all of the states and territories with regards to vaccines. And so what happened in New York is the New York legislature repealed the religious exemption. And now the Amish are being forced to violate the religious freedom. And so that's why they took this case to court. And the court said, no, sorry, you're going to have to violate your religious freedom if you want to have your children in Amish schools, not public schools, Amish schools.
Yeah, this is horrendous. Right. I mean, this is an Amish dad who has three children, and they go to their own school, a traditional Amish school, and they were forcing him to have his children vaccinated, you know, and he lost because he said, you know, his belief was that God made his children right and good, and to vaccinate his children is to lose faith in God. That, you know, is what he based a lawsuit on. And he has all the rights, I believe, the religious freedom and all that he should have to be able to choose what happens to his children.
Yeah. I'm assuming, Matt, that this case is under appeal or going to be appealed?
Yes, I assume it would be. And this could be a case that goes all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm. Of course, there's going to be a lot of histrionics, if you don't vaccine, you're going to have all these outbreaks. Well, the fact of the matter is that all of these diseases were actually going down, if you look at the charts, before the vaccines actually became in existence, and then the companies wanted liability protection. Some of these vaccines that they want you to have are completely unnecessary. So, for example, hepatitis B. This was the case that we actually litigated in New York. It was a seventh grader, and she was going to public school. She was a straight A student. They told her, you need to be vaccinated with hepatitis B. She and the family said no. So they were worried that one day the Child Protective Services were going to come in and take the kid away, the seventh grade daughter. Well, hepatitis B can only be transmitted in one of three ways. You can only get hepatitis B in one of three ways. You're born with it. If you're not born with it, then no problem. The next way is sharing needles, typically intravenous drug use. So you're sharing contaminated needles. And the third way is sexual contact. So if you're not born with it and you're not around needle sticks or sharing intravenous needle, typically in drug use, then the only other way is through sexual contact. If you're not engaging in that, you're not going to get hepatitis B. And for example, here's another one. The pharmaceutical companies wanted to promote human papilloma virus.
Oh, that's horribly harmful.
And HPV is, you know, often transmitted through sexual contact. And some states
can lead to cervical cancer and so forth.
Yes.
Right. And so they said, oh, you've got to vaccinate these girls with
HPV.
You're
11, 12, 13-year-old girls.
Well, on the one hand, you're teaching your daughter, don't have sexual relationships until you're married. And on the other hand, you're saying, well, but I'm going to vaccinate you just in case you do. It's doublespeak.
But look at the
results. A number of states
that,
actually jumped on the bandwagon, and they mandated HPV, and most of them have backed off of that now. Now, what's happened is these states, there's this histrionic that's going on to repeal these vaccinations or to repeal the religious exemption to vaccinations. Here's what we started talking about on an earlier program. Some of these vaccines have alternatives to the aborted fetal tissue cell. And there's two reasons why people would object to that. Obviously, they don't want to have an aborted baby DNA in their body, a pro-life objection. Others, you don't want to have a human DNA from somebody else in your body because there's health consequences to that. Well, certain vaccines, and I'll name them, have no alternative. In other words, they're only made with the aborted fetal tissue cell line. And we went through that on a previous program. Ebola, that's in development. Hepatitis B, yes, hepatitis B has no alternative. And measles, mumps, polio, a polio combination, rabies, shingles, and smallpox. They don't have some of those alternatives, like you would for some of these other vaccines that you have. There's other vaccines that actually have alternatives. So you can actually choose an alternative. You can actually, if you're wanting only to object to the aborted fetal tissue cell, you can tell your doctor you want an alternative. We have the list of those that have alternatives, and we have a list of those that don't have alternatives, and you can go to lc.org, and you can send us an email, or go to our website and search for vaccinations, and you can download the article that we have there on vaccinations. And, you know, Holly, I think you've had some personal experience with vaccinations. Now, you know, you can make your own decision out there, but I'm telling you that there is a serious religious freedom, and there's also health consequences that you need to consider.
Absolutely. We can allow the state to mandate what you do and don't do to your body, to your children. You know, like I stated before, my cousin was a healthy young guy and had a vaccine and eventually died from that.
And most states have religious exemptions. That's starting to change in light of this histrionic situation in New York. There's a couple of states that are backing away from that, but most of them have these religious exemptions and conscience exemptions as well. And yet we haven't had this huge outbreak in communicable diseases. So learn more about it. In fact, even when the babies are born in hospitals, find out what they're doing, because they may take that little baby down the hallway without your knowledge, inject that baby with multiple vaccines at the same time, and bring the little baby back without your knowledge. Just be informed. We want you to be aware. You can learn more about this at lc.org. That's lc.org. We'll continue to fight for religious freedom, whether it's in this or other areas around the country. Join Liberty Council this year. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.